time when I did this, but I did it anyway, and it didn't occur to me not to. It was always important to maintain appearances. I drank when I was happy, and I drank when I was anxious, and I drank when I was bored, and I drank when I was depressed, which was often. I started to raid my parents' liquor cabinet the year my father was dying. He'd be in the back of their house in Cambridge, lying in the hospital bed in their bedroom, and I'd steal into the front hall bathroom and pull out a bottle of old Granddad that I'd hidden behind the toilet. It tasted vile. The bottle must have been 15 years old. But my father was dying. Dying very slowly and gradually from a brain tumor. So I drank it anyway, and it helped. My mother found that bottle, empty, that April, the day of my father's funeral. I'd thrown most of the others away, but I must have forgotten that one, and she'd discovered it stashed behind the toilet as she was cleaning the front bathroom for guests. I was sitting at the dining room table, and as she walked through the room, the bottle in her hand, she glared at me. A look of profound disappointment. So I lied. That was before, I said, referring to a promise I'd made her 6 months before my father died. Two drinks a day, I'd said, no more than that. I promise I'll cut down. I'd made the promise on a Sunday the previous July, in the